1.1.
Welcome back. Today on Urban Jungle, we're asking, how do animals adapt and survive in an urban environment? We're with urban ecologist and animal behaviour expert, Dr. Diane Walker. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
We know that there are more people in our cities and the number is continuing to rise. But what problems is this causing for the urban wildlife, the animals that live in our cities?
Well, the first one is urbanisation. At the moment, animals are losing their habitats. We know that the urban environment is changing and that roads and buildings are destroying their natural habitats. It's becoming difficult for animals to live in cities. There's more pollution and more artificial light, for example.
So, are animals changing their behaviour to adapt to these problems?
Yes, they are. Absolutely.
So, can you give us an example?
Well, a good example of survival and adaptation comes from Japan. Crows in the city of Sendai are great problem solvers. Their favourite food is walnuts. Usually, they drop the walnuts from their mouths onto a hard surface, like a road, and the walnut opens. However, the crows are now using cars to open their walnuts.
So, how does that work?
Well, the crows place a walnut in front of a slow-moving vehicle, for example, a car approaching traffic lights, and they wait patiently for the car to drive over the walnut and open it for them.
That's amazing. So, how can we help animals survive in cities?
Well, in the Netherlands, for example, citizen scientists are helping us with an app called Snail Snap. In Amsterdam and other cities, people are now taking photos of garden snails and uploading them. Ecologists are studying the photos and the colour of the snail shells. Inside the city, the colour of the snail shells is changing and it's becoming lighter. This is because the temperature in the city is increasing and it's getting hotter, so snails have a higher chance of suffering in the heat. With a lighter shell, they reflect the sun's heat and so they survive.
That's so interesting. Thanks, Dr. Walker.